Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Well, Representative Dowling, election issues really have been in the news in the last few years, and I understand that you personally are working on some new legislation that would help out absentee voters in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details?
Well, as elected officials, we personally understand the importance of Election Day. Our constituents, the voters of Pennsylvania, value Election Day and, more importantly, the right and privilege they have to participate in the electoral process. When individuals are unable to appear at a polling place on Election Day and they are qualified to cast an absentee ballot, the process should be secure but should not present unnecessary obstacles. For voters who learn several days before an election that they must vote by absentee ballot, current provisions of the Electoral Code create hurdles that could be difficult to clear. The deadline for requesting an absentee ballot is the Tuesday of the week before an election. Election officials receiving a valid request must then mail the ballot to the absentee voter. The voter must in turn fill out and return the ballot by 5 p.m. on the Friday immediately preceding the election in order for the ballot to be counted. I plan to introduce legislation that will extend the timeline and facilitate earlier mailing of civilian absentee ballots. Under this proposal, any legally cast absentee ballot that is received by a county board of election on or before 5 p.m. on the Monday prior to Election Day will be counted. Additionally, the bill will authorize counties to begin mailing absentee ballots to civilian absentee voters beginning on the fourth Tuesday prior to the election. Currently, counties may commence mailing civilian absentee ballots on the second Tuesday before an election. This common sense proposal will make a small change to the election code that could have a big impact on individual voters who must exercise this important right and privilege by absentee ballot. I will continue to keep you updated as this legislation moves through the committee and the House.
And of course, when folks look at legislating in Harrisburg, they look at it as adding more laws, but it's not always about adding new laws. Sometimes you have to clear out the deadwood, and I understand that you're involved in this process right now.
Yes, our Commonwealth has thousands of regulations on the books. Many of these were enacted several decades ago and are simply archaic and no longer applicable in our 21st century. In addition, the existence of these outdated laws contributes to the already complex and confusing nature of government. To help clean up our laws, I introduced House Bill 1174, which repeals the antiquated law known as Act 49 of 1933. Act 49 prohibits individuals and associations from playing or engaging in baseball or football games before 2 p.m. and after 6 p.m. on Sundays. This blue law has not been enforced in decades and should be removed from the books. Now, having passed out of the committee, the bill will move to the House floor for consideration by our entire body.
And also, you have an event coming up in your district that is aimed at veterans and the families of veterans. What's going on here?
Well, I'm inviting all local veterans and their families to our Veterans Picnic and ceremonies, which are being held to honor their service and dedication to the United States. Two picnics and ceremonies will be held in the area at no charge for attendees. These events are open to veterans of all wars, conflicts, and military operations. The first picnic and ceremony will be held on Saturday, May 4th at the Hopwood AmVets Post 103, located at 123 Buttermilk Lane in Hopwood. The second picnic and ceremony will be held on Sunday, May 5th at the Myersdale American Legion Post 112, located at 413 Grant Street in Myersdale. The Saturday event will run from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., with veteran registration beginning at noon. And Sunday's event will run from 2 to 4:30 p.m., with veteran registration beginning at 1:30. Veterans should register in advance by visiting repdowling.com or by contacting my district offices at 724-438-6100 or 814-634-4390.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.